What's up, campers? Welcome back to another episode on the trails. I'm AJ, and I'm here with some kids. I don't really know how to explain this.
They're children.
Yes, they are minors, and they are kids from my troop, the younger scouts, because Andrew and Aditya abandoned me, and I had to figure out an episode for this week. So we're gonna get into it, and we're gonna talk about some trail names, and we're gonna go around and tell. So you're up.
Edison for help, for self-esteem.
All right, cool. So Thomas Edison, because he wants to keep his identity a secret.
I'm Willy Wonka because it's my Dave nickname.
Great.
I'm Styx because I play the drums, and you play the drums with Styx.
Thank you for that. I didn't know that.
I'm Maddie, short for Mini Addy, because I think I'm a Mini Addy.
You think or you want to be? Or you are?
I am.
All of the above.
Scary. Okay. One ADT is too many.
Because I'm a laughter.
See, we all laughed. That was good.
I'm Milkman because I like milk.
Great.
I'm Ralph.
Why Ralph?
Because I look and act like Ralph
from The Simpsons. The Simpsons, alright. I've never seen that show, but... Alright, what's up?
I'm Sirloin. Steak.
Sure.
I'm Ice Cream, because I got ice cream and the troop didn't.
Alright. And my troll name is Mini-Me. But... you already know that story. So, let's get into the episode. Let's talk about this camping trip we are currently on. How's it been so far?
Good.
But when you explain, don't talk about the secret thing that activity we did today. Don't spoil it yet.
Oh,
all right.
That's related.
Yeah.
That was the best.
But otherwise, how's it been?
Make sure to watch the video.
Okay, that good. The stories for later. Got it.
Camping trip.
What?
April.
Have you ever been on an April camping trip?
No.
So how would you know?
Yeah,
we spent most of the morning collecting sticks for the fire later, and then it died.
Yeah.
Yes, the fire
Yeah,
died.
I pulled out a tree and tried to break it, and then I had to chop it up.
Oh, yeah, I saw
it didn't
that.
Work.
All right. Go for the biggest tree, and then when you fail, try something else.
Try it again.
Get help.
100 times the charm.
Exactly. All right. So, any good stories from this camping trip, other than the secret activity? I mean, it's pretty cool. You guys all just got trail names about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So, is it gonna stay with you the rest of your life?
Oh no.
So, too bad. That's fine.
Fine. The geese attacked.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what happened?
They're so annoying.
All right, so warning you, I woke up and I
hear anything. One person.
Ice Cream calls it.
Okay.
Okay, so this morning at like 5:30, there were these two geese that were flying around, and they were just honking as loud as human, whatever possible.
As humanly possible for geese.
And it was at like 100 decibels, and it woke everybody up.
It was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I woke up.
It sounded like they were just honking for that reason,
though. Oh, like the owls
last
time. Why were they honking, Willy Wonka? Get down to the science of it all.
How should I explain it?
This should be my job.
18 years later, a goose moves out.
The goose goes to college.
It just goes to college.
It goes to goose college. College.
Thank you for that insightful scientific explanation.
That's why it's Willy Wonky.
Willy Wonky.
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 He is very wonky.
Mm-hmm. All right. How are the meals?
Pretty good.
Good.
I
there was a hesitation in that pretty good. Yeah.
It took me an ice cream like an hour to make 50 pancakes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Well, if you make one pancake.
And that was less than 50 pancakes. All right, but let's talk about these MREs. Because we had a box, and I think there's only two left.
Yeah.
Sloppy Joe filling, which I don't. I would pay someone to eat.
And
some other ones, but I know Willie.
Asian style beef and ratatouille.
Yeah,
ratatouille, the best movie.
Willy Wonka was having a time just eating his MREs. We got some good polls. Who thinks they had the best poll from an MRE today?
Actually, Walter had a good poll. He got matches in his.
I think that's a good.
He got Reese's.
We're talking about edible things.
Yeah, and he got Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces
matches
are good.
Matches are edible. What do you mean?
Everything in the world. Milkman eat cheese. That was terrible.
Well,
that was
I
like
got great cookies. I got and then
patriotic cookies.
Yeah,
yes, patriotic. Can't forget that.
And then there was the weird cinnamon roll that tasted like rubber.
Yeah, it was like rubber.
It wasn't that bad.
Like, I mean, it wasn't.
A hint of cinnamon.
The texture of rubber.
Aiden, how about that cheese?
Oh, the cheese.
He wants us to forget about that.
Yeah. The 9-year-old like, cheese.
No. Yeah.
You don't want to
so
eat that.
When Milkman was born, no, when he was 3, the MRE was made. How old are you now?
12.
So 9 years. No. Can I do? That's 9 years,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
Okay, I can do math.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
That is correct. But I like to think
you're
I can.
You're getting corrected by middle schoolers.
You think you can.
You're
you think
going to college next year.
All right. Who else? So, Sirloin over here got some wild berry Skittles.
Yeah.
That tasted very old.
You said they tasted fine.
No, somebody else said that. I said they tasted like dust.
I didn't taste them.
Yeah.
I got lemonade.
Who got the, the white mints? What do we call them?
Oh, yeah,
cyanide suicide pills.
Yeah, what was that weird packet?
It was gum.
Yeah, it was gum. It was decent gum.
I got a packet of lemonade in mine.
Was it good?
Yeah, and I also got some turkey nuggets that were black.
Oh, those look terrible.
Did you eat them?
No.
Why?
Because they expired in 2009.
No, Aditya had blue grape juice.
No, I have that.
No, that was Aditya.
It was like
he had a sip, and then he's like, no. And then I finished it, and he's like, you finished that?
It looks like soap.
It was
basically
blue grape juice, and he was like, this is good.
It tasted like, like a melted popsicle, like a melted grape popsicle.
Okay.
You had the fruit punch, right?
Oh yeah.
What was my definition?
Okay. It was.
What did
bag.
It taste like?
A melted popsicle.
Okay.
It was in a bag too.
It was hard.
It's hard to drink in a
bag. What I was thinking, you close it, you get a straw, and you just like punch it in there.
They don't have straws in the war field.
Yeah.
Well, they can get collapsible straws for the MREs.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. We should
write a letter to the army and have them included in their MREs.
They can take
that
bulletproof vest
genius.
Off and roll it into a
collapsible
thing.
Straw.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they get sniped and they're dead.
Yummy.
Yes. And then bulletproof vest. If they ever get like thirsty, then they can suck on it, and that'll taste great.
Dry.
Well, yeah, but if you use it as a straw.
All right, I'm very confused.
Let's get back to the
the main event.
Yeah. So no other stories. Nothing big.
And then then you'll pay somebody if they eat the Sloppy Joes.
Yes, that. Sloppy. It's just the filling. It's not even like the sandwich.
Actually, Sloppy Joe filling.
Yeah.
Although it is freeze dried.
But still, I don't care what it is.
Okay.
Alright, so let's move on to some more stories. Not from necessarily this camp out, but another camp out. And I know there's a couple that you guys have. And we're gonna hit up Willy Wonka and then go to Milkman. And then we can have a free for all. So, go ahead, Mr. Candy Maker.
Okay. Pretty camp out, so I know.
Yeah.
Back the last Block Island trip we ever had, I remember we we went on a huge bike ride. I think it, I went 16 miles, and I was the only young scout to actually do the whole 16 miles.
Let's get a round of applause for that.
Oh, yeah. Also, I did sleep through dinner and Cracker Barrel.
That's a theme with you, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Sirloin was there.
You didn't do the full 16?
I was tired. It was my first camping trip.
Oh, yeah.
And Smiley was there.
Rip.
Smiley.
All right, so what about it? Was it just that you did the 16?
It was the 16. I also sadly missed the fajitas.
Ah.
The fajitas.
That's too bad. That's what you wanted to share?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were going to talk about Sketchy Cabin 26.
But... Oh, yeah, and Sketchy Cabin 26.
What's that?
What's
Back in 2019.
It was...
Just before 2020.
Yeah.
Just before the danger zone came. There was a cabin at Haynes, I think. I don't remember.
At Knobscot.
Oh, Knobscot.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
We found a cabin... It was number 26.
We booked this cabin.
Oh, yeah. almost
we were supposed to sleep in here.
It was all boarded up. It was locked.
It was sketchy.
So we called it Sketchy Cabin 26.
It was a good... Your dad went up and checked the cabin like that Thursday, and we were supposed to camp starting that Friday. And good thing he did, because... We
didn't know.
There was no power, and the windows were boarded up, so there was no sunlight or anything.
Yep.
We tried to look at it the next day. The door could open, but it, couldn't open all the way.
And then
you could, peek in there, and there were, dead bodies in there. But...
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Okay, I highly doubt that.
Very beautiful.
Okay, we're going to blur that out.
And then we made a video about it.
Yeah, I made a video of, Will... jumping from one bunk bed to the other, and then that was included. And then I spelled everybody's names wrong on it. And that was a fun... It was a small trip, but it was fun.
Was that the one with the long Monopoly game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the long Monopoly game.
The Monopoly game continued into a troop meeting the next week. But yeah. I was living on, $40 and a property.
I was living on William's terrible deal.
Yeah.
Oh, did you take over for him?
No. He said three turns of landing on Boardwalk, no paying for some reason.
Yeah, I wasn't that smart back then.
I mean, I just won a game of Monopoly the other night. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone bought
properties for all your money.
I bought all the properties for all my money.
You also got all the ones.
That's true. I did achieve that.
Why didn't you go for something higher, like the 500?
Because then nobody can do change. And then they can't do change. And the bank doesn't even have any ones. So you gotta give them the bills. And say you only have hundreds. Well, then you lose them some money. It's a strategic play. All right. Milkman.
Okay.
Let's hear your story.
So, last camp out... booked the wrong site.
And then, no, we didn't book the wrong site.
Whoa.
We booked the site a month earlier than we went by accident.
Oh, that was 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, we booked this site, but a month after we were meant to go. So then this group of people shows up and they're like, oh, we booked this site. So then they found another site, so we're going there. But the quickest route to get there is across a river. So we had to get everything across a river. And, yeah. And then
was this river, this path, was it a marked trail?
No.
Also,
that was
see, that
smart.
Might that might
there,
be a key detail.
Yeah, may I add that there was, to get across the river, you had to cross this, really slim log.
Yeah,
and then we threw over some stuff.
You probably should have just taken the long way.
We didn't know which way to go.
Did you have a map?
There wasn't a marked trail in the middle, probably. So why would you take that?
Probably.
What time
you lost Smiley.
I would not SBL.
I don't know. I showed up late with crutches and tried to go through the snow, and that wasn't working for me either, so.
We lost Smiley in there.
What?
That's a joke. No, of course not.
That was a funny joke. That was good. Okay. Anybody else? We're gonna go.
Half a year.
I have one.
Ice cream.
Yeah. So this was last camp out at Knobscot, and we went on a hike. And we were supposed to, it was supposed to be like a casual 3 to 4 mile hike. And so we start out and we have a DT leading us and he has the map. And so we're going what he thinks is the correct direction. And then he gives us a right turn and we end up back at the campsite. And before that he had said that he knew where he was going. Like, so we were all like, oh, you obviously knew where you were going. This must have been intentional. And then so we decided to go to the top of a, like, rock thing. So we walked, like, a mile up to the top of the rock. And he's like, which way should we go from here? And he looked at the map and he was like, And then he proceeded to run a mile down the trail to see if there was anything down there. And then he ran back up. And then he was like, after sitting there for, like, 10 minutes... he said that we should just go back the way we came, and he wanted to go to a fire tower. And so we try to go to the fire tower, and he's like, I think it's this way. And then we ended up back where we started.
The fire tower is all the way across the map.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the waterfall.
So you're saying we should...
Oh, the waterfall!
I had a broken leg, so I didn't go on the hike.
I can tell this. So most of us younger scouts were like, there's falls on the map, let's go there. And Aditya was like, no, we're not going. So eventually, he caved in, and we went to the falls.
The waterfall.
So-called waterfalls.
And we got there, and it was just like a drain culvert. It was nothing.
It was like 1 foot wide, the little stream.
One scout, he tried to deny that was the falls. So we ran like a mile ahead of us, trying to see if there was one fall.
So I think what I'm getting from this whole story is that a DT is the problem, and we should de-rank a DT, so he has to do all the orienteering requirements.
Yes,
yeah.
That's
what
I said.
That's
what I said. He didn't know how to read a map.
This also
he
involves
take his orienteering merit badge away.
So. Yeah. It all ties together to a DT messing up.
That's true.
It was such a ripoff too.
The Grubhub Cinematic Universe.
No, no.
What?
No.
That's all I need to say.
No. Please stop.
The Grubhub Cinematic Universe.
So I don't want to get too far into this, but I think I need a little bit of context.
Okay. So do you know the Grubhub ads that have been showing up?
Yes, I do.
I know the app, but I don't necessarily know the ads.
Yeah, there are these different animated ads.
Okay.
And some dude figured out that they were all linked in storyline, and he made the GCU, the Grubhub Cinematic Universe.
How do you get, like, a story from a bunch of commercials?
Somebody's got way too much time on their hands.
He also linked it with Jimmy Neutron. So
there's some merit to that.
Yeah, I see.
I see that.
Croissant.
The animation was the same.
All right. So I'm gonna do a quick poll. Would you rather go into talk about the secret activity, or wait and tell some jokes?
Activities.
Jokes.
Make the people cringe so hard they leave.
That's a good idea. No. All right. Who? You said Maddie said jokes first. So what's your joke?
I have a good joke.
Go ahead.
So nowadays. We don't really use the name Lance, but in the medieval times, they used Lance a lot.
Oh, wow.
I refuse to
laugh. I don't even get that.
A beautiful Lance father joke.
We're just going to leave it there. All right, I had a good one earlier.
I have a good
that had everybody cracking up.
Oh, no. Okay.
See what I did there? Okay. What? Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
I know.
Because I didn't want to get run over.
No, because he got stuck in the crack.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, it got pooped.
Another stolen joke.
I got a good one.
We don't have to see your face.
Oh, really, though? What do you get when you cross a fish, a piano, and a bucket of glue?
Oh, it's just this the one. Oldest joke.
No, I added an extension onto it,
oh,
though.
No.
I don't
you
see
can,
it going.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
No, you can tune a fish, but you can't piano.
What about the bucket of glue, one might ask?
Oh, I thought you'd get stuck on that one.
You didn't add anything.
See, he wanted you to get stuck on the fact that he actually didn't add anything.
Oh.
Yep.
We got another one.
All right. So, if somebody steals your Tesla, does that make it an Edison?
Intellectual joke.
You're taking shots at our boy Tommy Edison over here?
Yes, I am.
I'm offended, Sticks. You're nothing right, more
Edison.
Than you're nothing more than a twig now.
Oh.
Oh, the roast.
You were not even close to a log to start with.
No other. Any riddles or anything?
Oh.
No jokes. My dad's not here. We don't have any dad jokes.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, he is the
what
best
did,
dad.
What did the lettuce say to the tomato? Let us be friends.
Oh.
You gotta let us say it before you give us the answer.
I have a terrible joke
yes,
here.
You did.
All right, go.
So there was a head of lettuce, a faucet, and ketchup running in a race. The faucet was ahead. The lettuce was ahead. The faucet was running, and the ketchup was trying to catch up. No, the tomato was trying to catch. I messed it up. Cut that part.
So the lettuce was ahead of lettuce.
Yes.
The faucet was running.
Yeah.
So you better go catch it. And the tomato needed to catch up.
Yeah.
All right.
Except I told it wrong.
Yeah. That just made it funnier.
I have one. What did the farmer say when he was proposing to his wife?
Will you marry me?
No. My sweet pumpkin, let us get married. My heart skips a beat.
Oh, funny.
That's what Dwight Schrute would say.
Who's
that? Father jokes.
The Office.
The Office. Get cultured.
I have a good joke.
Let's hear it.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he wanted to go
to get
KFC.
To the other side.
Why did the horse cross the road?
To get the chicken.
To meet his neighbor.
Oh.
And why did the cow cross the road?
Because the chicken and horse were
because he
to
wanted
go
the
to
car-
the movies. Why did the farmer cross the road?
To catch the cow.
To catch all the animals.
But they're in different spots. What?
How gruesome can the jokes be?
Zero.
Let's see what you got.
No, he's gonna do the one that he said before.
Let's hear it.
Why did the little girl drop her
ice cream?
Oh, no,
not this one.
I don't know, Dean. Why did the little girl drop her ice cream?
She was hit by a bus.
Yeah, she can't.
I feel like if you just said I knocked it out of her hands, that would be a better joke.
I mean,
because I ran over her with the bus.
I mean, the ice cream flavor was pistachio, so there was a reason.
Yeah.
But
that's okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Why did the baby cross the road?
To get to the other daddy.
Because he was stapled to the chicken.
It's got dark.
Why?
Yeah.
You want to hear a dirty joke?
No.
Yeah.
40 pigs in the mud.
Oh, no.
Beautiful.
You want to hear an even dirtier joke?
40.
100 white horses in the mud.
Oh, no.
Want to hear an even dirtier joke? 1,000,000 white clothings in the mud.
White clothings.
In the white clothings.
In the white mud.
I thought that would beat all of your
clothing. Yeah, exactly.
A pair of Gucci shoes. The mud. A pair of white Gucci shoes.
I wouldn't even care.
That's just a waste of money.
For us.
What?
Ralph, you got any jokes for us?
Nobody else? I'm disappointed. Sirloin. Putting you on the spot.
Don't have any.
Alright, I'm coming back to you. So you better think of one.
I'm suffocating.
Yeah, this fire is not... It's smoldering in my face.
I've got a riddle.
Alright, let's hear it.
I have a riddle.
So, a girl jumps off the top out of a 20-story building, lands on her feet, and walks away. How does she do this?
Oh.
It was 20 books.
It was out the window.
I feel like
if
you still jump out of the window, it could be an issue.
No, it's the first story. No,
not the window. The window.
I feel like if I jumped out with my injury proneness, I would hurt something.
When you're jumping and you're landing on your feet, how would that hurt? It's literally like 2 feet off the ground, 3 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
I have a good joke.
I guess.
I have a riddle.
Where did little Timmy go after he left the minefield?
What? Why was he in the minefield?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Why? I need a moment to just collect myself now.
Cracks everyone up
in the Everybody exploded with laughter.
It was a massacre.
Uh-huh. Alright, let's hear your riddle.
Yeah. Okay.
If it has to do with a girl getting hit by a bus. Alright, let's hear it.
What can you feed to your... Your friend gives you $5 to buy something to feed to his horse, to eat, and to plant. What is it?
Grass.
A carrot.
A $5 bill.
Manure.
Water.
Walter got it. It's watermelon.
Horse
eats the rinds. You eat the whatever the stuff is inside, and you plant the seeds.
Whoa!
Who would have thought? 99 IQ play by Edison.
Who we? It can also be like carrots.
99 IQ.
I'm
is
suffocating.
Not that smart.
You can't.
Yeah, like you forgot.
I think it means 9.9 IQ.
Also, I don't think a watermelon.
For you, it's 9.9 IQ.
$5.
I think it costs more. Like
it's like a small like watermelon.
For all you know, I could have bought it at Dollar Tree, huh?
Why are they so watermelon?
They sell watermelon at Dollar Tree.
Hey, if you go to the Dollar Tree store, can you buy the whole store for $1?
Yeah.
Genius.
Do it.
I'm gonna buy the deed off you.
Yeah, you can just buy.
I bet somebody thought Dollar Tree was gonna be an amazing idea because everybody would go to Dollar Tree and just be like, so
yeah, how did?
Yet. I don't think the person
Dollar
that
General.
Started Dollar Tree realized that they wouldn't be making enough money to
what?
Maintain.
Yeah, how do they make that much money? Like
because all their products are probably from China.
I have one question.
What?
Why are there three different, like, there's like many different dollar stores. There's like three that come to mind. The Dollar Store, Family Dollar, and Dollar General.
Family Dollar is not everything's a dollar, though.
No, they have like 20 bucks.
Five
also
below.
Five below.
Oh, five below is the cheap...
Five below is, I think, is worse than the dollar store.
Everything there is cheaper.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've got a pretty good sketchbook from there.
Well,
I guess.
If you're doing, like, an art project...
I mean, you can't... If you find a way to mess paper up, I mean, you should get an award.
Milkman. I have to admit, whenever I turn away and then look back at you, I keep on thinking you're smiley.
I can see that.
I just keep thinking.
Joke
time. Because like
the haircut.
Yeah, he's got the same haircut.
The haircut, the ears, and the smile.
Yeah, and the smile.
It's just a non-Japanese version of Smiley.
Yeah. I miss Smiley.
All right, let's get back to some camping talk.
Oh, what about the super secret?
Yes.
Can we do a secret?
The super secret topic.
Yeah.
First,
yeah, that's why your name is Ice Cream.
Hey, I was part of the rescue mission.
No, your dad was.
I had another bad joke.
All right, last one before we can reveal it.
Did you hear about the fish massacre?
It was.
I did, yeah.
It was fishy.
Oh.
Did you hear about the kidnapping?
Yeah.
He woke up.
Oh, I know that one.
No, all right. We gotta talk about this super secret thing that happened that we were foreshadowing this whole video. Who wants to break the news?
I think Maddie should.
Yes, Maddie. Mini Addy can explain it because hopefully you don't become this part of Aditya though.
Yeah. Okay, Aditya completely lost us for like.
Okay, all right, take a step back. All right, it's not all Aditya's fault.
Yeah, yes, it is.
Explain what we did though.
Okay, so we had no idea how to read a map. So we went.
Okay, can you explain what the?
Many wrong trails.
We went on a hike.
Thank you.
Too much of a
hike. It was more like a marathon.
What was the end goal of the hike?
To get ice cream at Porson Farm.
Yes.
That was close.
And this is where ice cream comes in.
Yeah. So we went on this hike that Srihari and Aditya planned. And then it didn't work.
They let us on a mile.
It took us about 5 miles, and it was supposed to get to the first break and then back. It was supposed to be a 5 mile trip total, but it was 5 miles there.
5 miles isn't that far though.
But we ran out of water halfway through.
That's why they let us on a marathon. They let us on a marathon.
Yeah.
Everybody brings their water bottle, and then you're.
All right, Austin. Milk, ice cream. You weren't there. All right, so.
Yeah, but I've been on things like that.
All right, you weren't there. So you don't get to talk in this portion.
What do you say? It's more of a mile, or no?
What?
What do you say? It's more of a mile. I mean, a hike. Sorry. Damn. What do you say? It's more of a marathon than a hike.
I would say it was a hike. Yeah. Hiking marathon.
Marathon is about 26.2. Yeah. That's a little bit more than what we
need. Yeah. No, okay. Just a little.
But
just a little.
As we stated before, Aditya doesn't know how to orient a map.
We're studying him back in first grade.
So he took us this wrong way, and then when we first started, we went in a circle. And then we did it again, but a bigger circle. And whenever I told Aditya we should go this way, he went the opposite way. And
thanks a lot, Addy.
And then we found
the fire tower.
We already talked about that.
Yeah.
What about last time at Hale?
He got lost. Yeah. His track record's not great.
I think we might have to impeach him.
As we were we finally got to Poisset Farms. And it was closed, and there was no ice cream.
Just tofu.
And a kid's party.
Yes, a kid's party.
Yeah,
they were playing
pretty bad music.
That you yes. weren't invited to. Yeah.
We should have crashed. I think they had ice cream at the party.
Yeah.
If it's an ice cream place.
We could have taken them.
There's only two staff.
Thank goodness we
could have ruined it. You guys are all dehydrated and delirious, but you had a chance.
It just makes you stronger.
Thank goodness we had those MREs.
Yeah, afterwards. And then we had the adults kind of drive us back.
Kinda?
Well, it's a little overstated.
It was so nice.
But you guys missed it, but I had this really good pun where there were two life scouts and a star scout in leadership, and we had a one-star performance.
No.
Hilarious.
That was a nice one. Shut.
Yeah.
Nope.
Who's the star scout?
Srihari.
Yeah. I said to him, I said, well, this one, I got two life scouts and a star on the car, and this is what happens, and... A one-star performance.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a one-star Uber.
But we did meet some nice mountain bikers.
Yeah, we
did. There you
go. Yeah. Yeah, they ate all the ice cream.
Right. All right, let's just blame it on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could also blame it on the map, because there were a gazillion Poisset peaks.
Yes.
That might have been
Who
did that?
Fire.
One leaf from those of you listening at home, the fire just kind of.
Wait, someone threw a leaf
in there. We didn't start the fire.
No.
Hey, Billy, zip it.
Someone put a leaf in and then it just erupted.
Yep.
Now it's gone.
This one's totally
fine. All right. Anybody got any some fun things from the hike?
At least we found a goggle ball.
I got to use a compass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he repeated everything Aditya said.
Apparently, Maddie was better with a compass than Addy was with a map.
That's true. However, we were trying to figure out where to go on the map, and he'd be like, south is that way. North is this way.
It's that way. South doesn't always mean downhill.
That's false.
It definitely doesn't. That's terrible information.
That was fun.
Yeah. What? Yeah, and I got myself out every time.
Yeah. Very violent.
Yeah,
I
got myself out. We put our feet in the water. That was nice.
Yeah, that was good. You guys, I'm guessing it was cold.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Yeah, it felt good. After walking, like.
Did you see any fishies?
No.
Fish.
No.
Because there was some guy fish in there, but I don't know if he caught anything. He didn't.
He caught.
He probably scared him away.
He caught a fish hook.
Fire!
Oh, come on, milkman.
He caught a fish hook.
And giving everybody hope.
All right.
I'm trying to rethink. Maybe it should be Fire Lord.
Yeah,
time for a quick ad.
Hey. And we're back.
Oh,
yeah. Oh my god.
My Slappy's not sauce.
hope you enjoyed that ad. We just got a second wave of Sugar Rush. So this is gonna be a little crazy, but
it's the bug juice.
The last time we had sugar was about an hour ago.
Okay, so Andrew's not here, but luckily my name is also Andrew, so we can do Andrew's Forgotten Campsite. So the premise is, Andrew, you guys all know Andrew Rice.
Yep.
Yeah. He's got this campsite in the middle of the woods that everybody just forgot about. And he's trying to rebuild this campsite.
Nice.
So every guest that we have on this season is going to bring a new item to this campsite. So Aditya brought his guitar. I brought some waterproof matches so we can light Aditya's guitar on fire as firewood. Our friend Pratham brought bug repellent.
Bugs, right?
Ricky Fonseca, he brought some tarp and a rope. And the dad episode, my dad brought a massive roll of duct tape. What did Mr. Rice bring?
Was it flex tape?
No, duct tape. I forget what Mr. Rice brought.
Flex tape.
Oh, that's bad. Mr. Rice brought something. Okay, so moving on. Aditya's dad brought one sleeping bag just for himself.
Beautiful.
So you guys each get to pick an item. So we're going to go backwards from the introducing order. So we got ice cream. What are you going to bring? Nothing. There's just nothing there. So there's no tents, no sleeping bags, nothing.
This will get everything out.
There's nothing there except for trees in the ground and what we brought. Also, the people who brought stuff, they're there chilling too. So you guys can be there.
That's hard. A sleeping pad.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you gonna
just you one or for bed? Everybody?
Two.
I hope these are massive sleeping pads.
Not one, but two.
How many people are going to be there? That's the question.
Everybody. There's going to be like 40 people by the end of the season.
40.
Five big ones.
So smart.
Don't take that out of context. All right, sirloin. What you got? What you bringing?
Camp so I can cook my steak.
Ah, but there's no steak.
Yes.
You bring a cow.
No,
thank you.
No, he's got to bring two cows and some wheat, and he can mate them like Minecraft.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And you got your fire, so then we cook it on the fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So are you sticking with the...
Matches.
I already brought matches.
Yeah.
I'll bring a cow.
What's the cow's name?
Dinner bone.
Oh, we can milk it.
That just came off right very quickly.
I can milk it too.
Dinner bone.
Just like we're milking this segment. Tommy, what's the cow's name?
Jeffrey.
Okay.
Like Thomas Jefferson.
How do you spell it, with a G or a J?
F.
What? The F is silent. Okay.
Jeffrey.
All right. Ralph, what you bringing?
A sloth.
A sloth? Okay, I'm allowing the sloth, but no more animals.
Can I bring a cabin?
What?
Wood for a cabin. Someone else has to bring nails.
No, Aiden's gonna. Aiden, just bring a trailer. Just bring like a trailer.
Well,
I
bring the tornado because then it can pick up a cabin and bring it here.
We'll just stick with the cabin.
Yeah.
All right. Haha. What are you bringing? Your laugh track? So.
Why not?
It's for the umbrella riddle.
Sure.
You don't even know what that is, but you're saying yes.
We did that at the
Weevil Oak. Oh, okay.
Oh, we shouldn't bring an umbrella made entirely. We need to bring an umbrella entirely made out of baloney. I'll just bring my RV.
No, it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. Something
all right.
else.
All right, you're ready. You ready?
Back of my pickup truck.
You don't have a truck.
You
can
drive.
No. You gotta think of useful camp tools.
Like an umbrella.
Like a no. Like a we're all gonna die if there's nothing useful here. We don't have any food.
We
have the cow.
I bring a shovel so we can dig a hole
to China.
Henrietta the China.
All right, here's what I'm bringing. Are you guys ready for this?
No.
Slappy's Nutsack.
I'll bring our sponsor, Slappy.
No.
Ever tired of the same old Nutella brand? It's so expensive and sometimes bland. Well, no more. How about you enjoy some Slappy's Nut Sauce?
Why would you rhyme in this?
What is this?
I didn't mean to, though.
All right.
I didn't mean to rhyme.
Go ahead. What are you bringing?
Slappy's Nut Sauce.
No, he already has some.
That's what I wanted to say.
Too bad.
I'd bring our sponsor, NordVPN.
No.
That's a computer.
I'm going to get so many gray hairs editing this.
What about Raid Shadow Legends?
No! what's your most used tool when you go camping? And it can't be your third leg.
Dragon City.
No.
Willy Wonka, lucky third eye.
My computer.
No, just
a pile of rocks.
Okay, you're taking a pile of rocks.
Terrible.
All right, Tommy Edison.
As you all know, Thomas Edison is dead, so I'm his ghost reincarnation. I'll take my I'd probably take my coffin or gravestone.
What about the light bulb?
All right, we'll go with gravestone.
Yeah, my gravestone. My light bulb's not my greatest.
What shape of the gravestone?
Light bulb.
Like classic or like fancy or?
You know what? I'm just gonna bring my light bulb.
Edison.
No, you already said gravestone.
Light bulb.
A gravestone, something carved into it. A genius.
A working genius.
And it's a circle.
Yeah.
Your tombstone is a circle.
Yeah. Like a wheel.
With the light bulb.
Well, how about a light bulb shaped tombstone?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is proving my intelligence passed farther than the human mind is capable of comprehending.
What?
I just typed in the duck light bulb shaped light bulb. Okay, it's time to go to bed.
Night.
Everybody's
go to bed
now. All right, bye. No. Okay. So.
The show's not over.
Time to wrap it up. Because it's actually,
late.
It's actually bedtime. I always say that the fire is dying out as a joke, but it actually is. So, make sure you follow us.
Like and subscribe.
Yes, everything. Just
go follow.
If there's a button, if there's a button, click it. Share with your friends. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Trails Podcast. Maybe we'll get a partnership with Slappy's Nut Sauce. Who knows?
Is that even a thing, though?
It is.
Yeah.
It will be. Okay.
It is now.
And stay tuned for our other episodes this season.
Christmas tree store.
All right, everybody say bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See you later.